The United States proclaimed its independence on July 4, 1776. It witnessed its first deaths in the fight for freedom on April 19, 1775. Now, about 250 years later, we go to that spot on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
A famous writer in American history was about to bring a message to this town.
So Paul Revere got here at about midnight or so on April 19, 1775, essentially bringing with him the message that the soldiers were acting suspicious. They were heading off Boston Common, where they were camped.
Sarah McDonough says the message in the early morning hours produced immediate action among the local citizens.
Everyone kind of collectively decided that they were going to gather together and to make a stand in the middle of town when the soldiers got here.
A few hours passed. Was it a false alarm? Some men came to Buckman Tavern to wait out of the cold. Then, with just 15 minutes warning, about 800 soldiers were marching on the town. A church bell rang. A drum called men to order on the green. The two sides were now facing one another.
As you can imagine, it was incredibly tense. They started screaming at each other. One of the officers on the British side told Captain John Parker, who was our militia captain, to send the men away, to put down their guns and leave. And in the midst of this chaos, in the midst of the argument, somebody's gun went off.
That shot produced gunfire directed to those gathered on Lexington Green.
It was all over pretty quickly, but once the smoke had cleared, 8 of the Americans were dead, and the British were, for the most part, completely fine.
They are considered the first deaths of the Revolutionary War. This remains a site of importance today, with many visitors here to the Green and Buckman Tavern, which was here when the events unfolded. It's a great place to learn more about the beginning of the War for Independence. Traveling the countryside in Lexington, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.